ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The scale of death still mounting in the war between Israel and Hamas. At least 1,200 people, including 22 Americans, killed in Israel. Around 1,300 people dead in Gaza. Israeli Defense Force Major Libby Weiss speaking to ABC's David Muir at the scene of one of the Hamas attacks.
When we imagine, you know, they come in early morning, people are asleep at 6, 6:30 in the morning, surprise them in their homes, some butchered in their beds. It's horrific.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv, Israel, meeting with top leaders, focusing on trying to rescue Americans missing or being held hostage in the war.
The State Department says it's exploring options to help Americans left stranded in the war zone after airlines suspended flights. Some are demanding the U.S. government use charter flights for evacuations.
ABC's Justin Finch. This is ABC News. Taylor Swift's new movie, based on her recent blockbuster tour, hitting theaters a day early.
I wanted to come and say hi.
Taylor Swift stopping by all of the theaters at the Grove in Los Angeles, saying hi to fans who came out to see her Eras Tour concert movie. Fans including Ashley and Elizabeth.
Did you get to see Taylor?
Yes. You were like right front.
You were in the second row. She was right in front of us.
We started crying.
We were sobbing.
And one fan I did not expect.
Yeah, G.
Rapper Flavor Flav.
She keeps it real with the fans. You know what I'm saying? All her songs are real. She's real.
And another surprise, the Eras Tour concert movie opens today, a day ahead of schedule.
Love you guys.
Jason Higginson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And in baseball, the American League Championship Series will be a Texas affair, the Houston Astros winning their way in, soon to face the Texas Rangers. On the National League side, the Arizona Diamondbacks advancing. They'll wait for the winner of the Braves-Philly Series, still underway. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The 7th Annual Cap Times Idea Fest returned to Madison September 17th, featuring conversations with leaders in government, business, education, social justice, and culture. IdeaFest moderators and guests looked ahead to what the future could look like in Wisconsin and how we reckon with change brought on by the pandemic, the Black Lives Matter movement, and other forces. Civic Media proudly partnered with IdeaFest and will present segments of this year's recorded gathering this weekend across the Civic Media Network. Tune in Saturday at 2 p.m. on your favorite Civic Media.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of 6 responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having...
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. How you feeling today, Mr. Mino?
Like you have a hot coal injected into my back.
You know, we got to figure that out.
Other than that, good.
I know you've had some back pain. I just
have you ever dreamt about something and then it wakes you up and it's like, oh, it's real?
Yeah.
Like I was dreaming that I forget what I was doing, and it, you know what I mean? It was in my, and then it's like, oh, that's because I am feeling this way.
I dreamt one time I played basketball and I woke up and I was sore.
I know what you mean.
Is that the same thing though?
I don't know. I'm just going with them. Todd, just imagine him playing basketball. Yeah. That's a great dream.
I should say it was a nightmare, and I woke up.
Yeah. But you know what I mean?
That wasn't the same thing that you're talking about? I'm sorry.
So, okay, have you ever heard of this before? So my doctor, my main doctor, looks at my chart with all the tests they did, the CAT scan, the whole thing, right?
Right.
So Sam, we're putting you on a muscle relaxer. Let's see if that works.
Good idea.
They call it in, whole thing. I go to the place. Lady goes, oh, yeah, we don't have that. I go, what do you mean you don't have it? She says, we're out of it.
Wow.
It's okay. Whatever. We're going to have to order some. So when are you going to get it? I'm not sure. Maybe tomorrow. It's like, I'm glad it isn't like heart medication because
right.
I just said.
Right.
Like,
that stuff you put under your tongue to
exactly.
stay alive.
Like, yeah. Oh, this will keep you alive for the day. Just, yeah.
Did you ask her? You guys have aspirin? I mean, muscle relaxer, that's kind of not a commodity, but that's got to be one of the more requested.
You would think, right?
Right.
Be like I'm sure it's not something heavy duty.
Right. Specialized.
Yeah.
Wow. That's.
Yeah. I never knew pharmacies could run out of stuff.
Yeah, I think there was a time.
You think, you know, with computers now, when they do inventory, it's not like
right.
when you guys ran the lumber yard. It's like, how many 2x4s we got there, Jimmy? All right, let's order some more 2x4s.
We had a reorder quantity.
But you think computer-wise, things would pop up. It's like, okay, you're low on this or low on that.
You don't have to tell me who it was, but was there a chain where you could go like to the east side, west side? You know how some of these pharmacies have like five and then they'll about four.
I'll write that.
Wow, they're pretty big.
Yeah.
They have another store. I don't know where you went, but they have
down here.
They have three or four stores in Green Bay.
Okay. Well, I should have checked with one of the other ones then.
They should have checked for you, don't you?
Really, like they should have. Right.
Right.
Where's the customer service?
Or call me and say, hey, we're out of that. Don't bother coming here. We'll find a different place.
Right. We'll go to the west side.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just thought to myself, well, I'm glad this isn't such unbelievable pain that I can't cope or something or literally life-threatening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That was not good customer service.
Okay, thank you.
You might have to write to, well, I don't know who owns that company, but wow,
yeah.
that's not good. Yeah. Hey, I want to switch gears here. I really enjoyed I always enjoy our guests. Every one of them is great, but Cliff Crystal was great.
Phenomenal.
Yesterday.
Could have talked to Chris.
Like you said.
Cliff for an hour.
Right.
He's one of those guys. And you know, we always talk about that. How long to keep somebody on, to keep them through segments. What's in it for the listener?
Exactly. You say that
Cliff
all the time.
Cliff Crystal. For an hour, Todd, would have been fascinating.
For the listener.
We were just scratching the surface.
Yeah, when he started talking about some of that stuff, did you see him just light up?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that was...
I mean, we could have done different eras with him. Well, okay, let's talk 50s. Let's talk 60s. Let's talk 80s. Let's talk...
Maybe we should do that. Set him up for sequential ones or something.
I would love that.
What you and I talk about is what do we have that... You know, suburbs and a lot of people don't have, and that's history. And that guy is walking history.
Incredible.
You know, and I like how you mentioned Randy Rose, some local talent that's, you know, back in the day, but anyway.
70s, I would think, isn't it?
Yes.
60s, 70s.
Right.
Yeah.
But kind of made me nervous. I didn't tell you this. About possibly some developer wanting to remove that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like that, so I did put a call in to...
Go ahead and talk.
Well, Johnny,
there's a rumor going around.
That the Packer statue, what do we refer to that as?
It's the Heritage...
Right, it's the beginning of the Heritage Trail, and it's the one with...
Heritage Plaza?
The plaza that has Calhoun and Paul Hornung, Bart Starr, that little girl signing autograph, or that getting an autograph, the drummer... it's just a real cool
which I
piece
think
of
really
art.
Adds to that. I'm serious. I know he said a lot of people complained because they got a bad. That's part of Packer heritage,
and that's what he is. Right, yes. It's part of the heritage, and
that's
then,
what man. That's what makes Packers history unique,
right? And people, there's a tour bus that drops people off. They come take pictures, and like he said, they see some restaurants, they see the city deck, you know, the water, and they're like, well. Maybe they may be staying out in Lambeau Land, but they'll come back here to enjoy
Lambeau Land. That's a good term. Kind of like La La Land, Lambeau Land.
Yeah.
Did you come up with that? That's good.
Yeah, I got criticized for that.
Todd, give him a bell.
Really?
Yes.
Really
no, don't. Give him a bell.
Give him the bell.
We love Title Town. Not Lamboland. But anyway, you have to have those special attractions. Like he said, didn't he read an article or someone said to him, look, how can cities survive with the NFL, given that a lot of stadiums have built outside the downtown, right? And
yeah.
And that is our connection. And the Packers help fund that. I mean, yeah. They put a lot of money into this thing. And for a developer to think, well, we may be developing that lot. And that lot needs to be developed. I mean, we've been working on that for not as long as the coal piles, but we've been working on developing that lot for a long time. And what I'm saying is those, I'm guessing, 3-4 parking spots, we got to work around that. That's got to stay.
It's got to stay there. That's a hub of downtown.
Yeah.
And especially with the Northland being what it is now.
Right. And that's a cool view, too, if you take a photo sitting next to George Calhoun, if you sit on that bench or if you're – friends or family stand there and you take the photo, you see that, you know, that arch in the back, and then you see the Northland. It's pretty cool.
Well, you know, it's cool. When I walked to the post office the other day,
yeah,
which was a fruitless walk because I forgot they were closed on Columbus Day or whatever.
Indigenous Day,
the one day,
Indigenous Day.
The one day of my life I'm going to walk to a post office.
When was the last time you did that?
I was sending stuff to my granddaughters for whatever. I had a nice box, wrapped it all up, the whole thing. And I'm going to walk to the post office on a nice fall day. Only time of my life I ever did that.
I will tell you about that post office, and there were some rumors of that being relocated too. And just
they are the nicest people
on the planet.
Oh, they're wonderful. I've known them for years. What I was saying though is, so I walked, you know, walked down the road here, and then took the right by the north. And so I'm walking by the Northland, and you forget what I'm saying is what I you forget how cool that sign is.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause that's such a throwback sign for the Northland Motel.
It is,
and you could literally, if you were shooting a movie in the 1937 Green Bay Packers, you could shoot scenes on that street right there. It's like, I remember when Johnny Depp was in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
We did a story down there one time for whatever station I was at. I can't remember the name of it. Todd, what was the name of that movie? It's a gangster movie.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, they said, wow, we've never seen a city where we don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
These buildings are exactly the way. And that area of Green Bay right around there, they could shoot whatever you want, a 1930s gangster movie right there.
Very cool picture in front of that marquee.
Yes.
That's, you know, you get the Y. That's still pretty historical.
Absolutely.
Save that
very
one.
Historical.
That's nice.
You know, another thing I saw when I was walking the other day? I was behind it, so I don't know what building it is. But anyway, let me just say this. You'd have to see, it's almost, no, I'm terrible in direction, so I'm just going to throw you off. But what you see is there's like a big ad that had been painted right on the side of this building.
That's cool, right?
And it said something like, life is better with gum.
Right?
And I would love to know the history and the origin of that. What store had this huge thing said, life is better with gum?
Probably that Walgreens or something. You know, remember they where you go and get your ice cream sodas? It could have been that. I don't know if it was that building, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, I love those old little parts of Green Bay. They got to be restored.
Yes, and that's what Cliff is, you know, he's obviously a historian on the Packers, but he also...
But he said something yesterday I had never heard before. And because even with Cliff, I was thinking, well, I've read everything there is in the Packers. And there's, you know, he shocked me when he told me about how much Prohibition played a role in the Packers surviving.
Right.
Because Green Bay was an open city, and they had...
I don't know what that
houses of
right. I don't know
what's the word he used. Brothels.
Brothels. Yeah. I don't know what open city. If that's
what does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, prohibition was federal.
Federal.
Right. So we just turned a blind eye. I think is what he said. I don't know. We didn't really.
I don't know.
He
said they had a red light district.
Right.
Yeah. So opposing teams.
Those weren't legal either.
I know.
Anyway, so we did. Our marketing strategy was a little bit different than some of the other communities in the NFL, and it worked.
You know who we need to talk to about that is Tony Walter.
Really?
Get a hold of, because his dad was, you know, sports writer for the Press Gazette at the time. I think he hired Cliff, to be honest with you, at the Press Gazette.
Wow.
And Tony knows so much about Green Bay in that era.
Yeah.
That would be a good guy to talk to.
It is pretty cool to think of this. And, you know, we were the...
It's a port town. It's kind of, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, it would have that attraction.
Yeah.
Right. Prohibition, brothels. But I think even...
Look the other way a little bit.
Right. But even back then, I mean, right now, I mean, there's 32. We're by far the smallest team in the NFL. But even back then, you were mentioning some teams.
Duluth.
And we were small then.
Portsmouth. Canton.
It was competitive even back then.
Absolutely. Decatur.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, you know, all those teams faded away, obviously.
Right. But I don't know that...
But there's something about the Packers that, you know, because I've always wondered that, too. Why did they survive and Duluth didn't? Why did they survive and Canton didn't?
I think Cliff showed you a little bit of that. And that if we would write a book, if somebody, the survival strategy, I don't think the feds would look kindly on that.
Well.
I don't think we survived.
I think all those people are pretty much gone. Aren't they?
But I'm just, I don't think we survived dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's.
You know what I'd like to find out? Because there are some people that are still, you know, the generations down, obviously, whose parents owned bars and things like that in this area. It'd be fun to talk to them if their grandparents or their parents ever told them about what life was like in Green Bay back in those days.
Right.
And were the bars open? Well, how long did Prohibition last?
Well, it wasn't very long.
Like 10 years, wasn't it?
No,
it
was not quite that long. And I looked up what an open city is or open town.
Yeah.
And it's basically a city that basically said, meh. And just went ahead and did it anyway.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Yep. Turn a blind eye. We'll call it what you want. But you're right. It was not paying deference to the federal government.
In military terms, like Manila declared itself an open city in World War II when the Japanese were coming. Basically saying, hey, guys, we're not going to fight you. We're just, come on, doors are open. Right. Come on in. Please don't destroy us.
A little bit lawless, but yeah. Don't yes. kill people.
Right,
but
they did.
Yeah.
Massacre them. Yeah. But I want to find out more about this.
I don't, are those people, I
you
don't know.
Come on, you know all the lineage here in town.
I do, and the Mary Jane Herber's the one you
Mary
want to get
Jane
in.
Would be perfect.
She knows everything.
Everything. I was actually at the library yesterday. I went and got a new library card.
Did you?
Yes. He's a man about town.
Man, post office, library. I know. Getting old, John. I'm getting old.
I've got
and a bad back.
I'm living a back. And I couldn't get my muscle relaxer.
Oh, my God. Okay, Grandpa, we're going to be right back.
Where's my spaghetti, Jimmy? Mind on the mayor, back after this.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Diamond Crute, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 56. Today, under overcast skies, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies, tonight, scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 48. Scattered rain showers again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 52. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the low 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 38.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. 38 degrees downtown Green Bay, 42 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh, 45 in Oshkosh, 38 in Green Bay. Yeah. 6:21 here on a Thursday morning. Thursday always the favorite day of the week. Isn't that your favorite day of the week? It's everybody's favorite day of the week, isn't it?
Some days working here, it's like it's Tuesday, and I'm like, God, it's been a long week. It's like Tuesday. So, yes, I like Thursdays. I got a great day coming up today. I got a lot of stuff going on. And
Todd, you a Thursday guy?
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. I remember back in the day, all the colleges in Wisconsin Absolutely. Would party on Thursday.
Absolutely. Yes. The biggest party night when I was in college was the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
That was the night to party. Where did you go to school?
St. Norbert.
Oh, right. Me? Yeah, no, I'm just asking. I forgot.
Norbert's. Okay. We didn't have...
When you were at Harvard, did you guys party like in...
I couldn't because all they do is read case studies there, and I'm kind of a slow reader, and those guys would go to we're going out tonight, they would go to a lot of Red Sox games, and I'm like, I went to some, but I had to sit in my little room and read, because if they call on you, you kind of have to know the answer.
Okay.
You can't like.
It's one of those kind of schools.
It's not one of those no eye contact things. We had small group in the morning, then large group, you know, later in the day. And so there I. But we went to Cheers and went to some great places. But
How long does a good bar keep its popularity?
It's a run?
Because you're big into business type things. Like, you brought up something. You know this stuff. I will give you all the credit in the world. Are really good at a couple of things. Like, one, when you were talking with, I forget who it was. Oh, Mark Scogan. And you talked about how small the profit margin is.
Oh, yeah.
And you said there's an old thing that if a kid stocked the shelves, drops and breaks a bottle of ketchup.
That's
that
profit.
Whole thing has got the whole box.
That is true.
Just went out the window.
Oh, yeah. We learned that.
And didn't Ace or you say starting a restaurant, you can do everything right.
Oh, yeah.
You can have phenomenal food. You can have phenomenal clientele, can have phenomenal help. And maybe you'll make like 10% or something. Was that you?
That's true. I mean, the failure in the restaurant business. And, you know, you don't want to say luck. I agree. The harder you work, the luckier you get. But, you know, weather can play a factor, you know, and then today with the right employees and so much of that is word of mouth. You can spend a lot of money on advertising, but really the best advertising is a referral. And if people aren't saying nice things about you, get a bad, that, what is it? Six times they say something bad. And you know, if you have a bad experience, you tell six people. If you have a good experience, maybe one.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Yeah. That's right.
That's tough. And, retail's a tough business. You know, we were in a business where it was a B2B, right? Business to business. But
But is there kind of like what I'm saying is like, okay, take like Kroll's. Kroll's has been around forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And still thrives, still going great, probably since day one. But then there've been other restaurants that have come and gone and bars that just super popular. Mm-hmm. I remember back in the 80s, there were about six bars that were super popular around here. That no longer exist.
Right.
And you'd think the guy's running, it's like, oh, I'm set for life. Look at, I'm going to have this. And what is the thing that changes something from going so popular to just all of a sudden closing the doors?
There's a couple things, but one is you look at Kroll's, Al's, it's just consistency. Whereas some of these bars you're talking about, they were kind of fads. You know, they'd have the disco floor,
yeah.
And they'd have the saddle that you jumped on.
Riding the bull type.
I'm sure you were on that.
I never did that.
I don't believe that.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I've never done that. Just see you. Mine, I'll get up there. All right. And then pass the hat, you know, and collect the money. Yeah.
Maybe.
You know, certain strip clubs. I mean,
Where did that come from?
I'm thinking of the businesses that.
Can I say one thing? I heard those are the biggest money makers in any business. Is that true?
Well, a couple reasons. You can make money a lot of ways, but one of the ways you can make money is by not paying a lot of taxes.
Oh.
And do you think if you brought in cash, now granted it's $1 bills, but if you brought in a lot of cash, would you report every one of them?
Yeah. I would. You know me.
At least for this discussion.
Yeah, right.
On the air.
In case the feds are listening.
Yeah, in case this is ever put in a court document.
Yeah, Your Honor, I'll go to exhibit. Yeah.
Yes.
But it
won't be like the Trump thing where, did you read that?
What?
Okay, and I know we don't talk national politics, but it's like, I give him credit on something. How brazen he can be.
Oh, my God.
Despite what, like... The thing is, where it said his penthouse was 10,000 square feet,
and
he signed off on it.
Right.
Yeah, 9,700. Then he signed another thing saying it was 30,000 square feet,
right.
And he said
I thought that was funny the council guy down in Florida where his place is. Trump says it's worth a billion. The guy's like, let's tax him for that, you know, because it's worth so many million. And he's
but there are some people that just have this. They're you know, another one who's like that is Santos.
Oh, my God.
They're coming at him with all these things, that and guy, he's just like, that is a lie. That is right. It's like, he, I get that, a kick out of these people is, that just...
You could, brazen's the right word. Brazen. Just so there, and Trump is just so blustery and overinflated so many things. And his argument is, well, but I paid all my bills. And they're like, that's not why you lied. We're not saying you didn't pay your bills, but he's like, who cares? It's like, well, we do, you know?
Yeah.
And he got loans, but he paid all his loans back, I guess. That's his defense.
Yeah, I don't even know. All I'm saying is the part where he's
just 30,000.
It's
right.
But it's almost like
he signed it.
Sir, it's right here. It's right. No. That's how I would be.
So full of.
So what I'm saying is, as far as if any of this kind of stuff I ever used to get me into court a lot, I'll still dispute it. But Mr. Mino, we have you saying.
Signed it. It's right here.
You would. Take yeah. some of the money and not pay tax on all of it. I didn't say that. Okay, can we play the tape on this date in 2000?
Yeah. I'm not sure that was me.
No, that's not me.
It's out of context.
I was sick that day.
It's out of context.
I was sick that day. I was sick that day. My back. They tell you about my back.
But the businesses that have been successful, I
actually,
really want to answer that.
It was on painkillers that day.
That
would be my
excuse. Yeah,
and I've got documentation.
And we would have to... If they asked us under oath, we'd have to say yes, he was
yes,
on painkillers that day. But
yes,
I do want to say
not
back
sleeping.
Onto these businesses that have survived the test of time, you will find the common thread is consistency. Consistency in service, consistency in pricing, and not going with these fads. And people make a lot of money during a fad. They do. You know, from bell-bottom jeans to riding the bull, but... I mean, Kroll's, I mean, those are just great companies.
I gotta be honest, I don't think there's ever a bar in Green Bay that had a bull.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
I wrote it.
Where?
Okay, here's a story.
Oh, our next topic.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, John.
Okay. All right. Mino the Mayor, we got a lot of stuff coming up, folks. We're gonna have a great show today. Stick with us. Back right after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The scale of death still mounting in the war between Israel and Hamas. At least 1,200 people, including 22 Americans, killed in Israel. Around 1,300 people dead in Gaza. Israeli Defense Force Major Libby Weiss speaking to ABC's David Muir at the scene of one of the Hamas attacks.
When we imagine, you know, they come in early morning, and people are asleep at 6, 6:30 in the morning, surprise them in their homes, some butchered in their beds. It's horrific.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv, Israel, meeting with top leaders, focusing on trying to rescue Americans missing or being held hostage in the war.
The State Department says it's exploring options to help Americans left stranded in the war zone after airlines suspended flights. Some are demanding the U.S. government use charter flights for evacuations.
ABC's Justin Finch. This is ABC News.
Trunk or treat. I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats. From your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, you had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation.
That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy, it's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. How nice was it that the mayor made us spaghetti and meatballs?
I think, and I mean this, I think at some point this morning there should be a taste test.
I think so, too.
I know he doesn't want us to do that.
Yeah, but he's pretty proud of his. He had to run to, I think, the men's room, but he's pretty proud of his cooking skills.
I'm impressed that he seems to be a pretty good cook.
He says he is.
That was my whole day, you guys.
I know, and we appreciate that. That's all we're saying.
And I very much
appreciate it.
I meatballs. Yeah. Put in some extra meat. I olives.
Mm.
You know, because
olives and spaghetti.
Yeah,
never heard of that.
The sauce.
Black olives.
Black, green,
really?
Some onions.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this.
It's going to be good. I put any wine in there. I probably should have, but I didn't. I put the noodles in there because it kind of absorbs some of the... It's going to be... I hope you like it. I had the garlic bread. I didn't put in there because you already have your carbs through the pasta. Uh-huh. So I'm looking out for you.
I would bring you stuff that I make, but I don't think you'd like what I make. So I've been making my own
birdhouses?
Soup. Birdhouses? Well, no, besides that. So I've been making my own soup.
Okay. Yeah, I made some soup.
So I make, I just buy that chicken broth, which is so good for you. It's mind-boggling.
No, it's not. That's all salt.
Oh, my God. And they say it's really good for your skin. It gets rid of the bags under your eyes and all those kinds of things.
But
it's supposed to be really good for you.
So anyway, I've never, ever heard that. Okay. That is so much sodium. Do you read the back of the bottle? Or the Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, so here's what I do. I take the chicken broth, okay, and I dump in a can of mushrooms, okay. Then I dump in a bag.
You could buy that. It's called mushroom soup.
Okay. Okay. If I could continue. Then I take a bag of mixed frozen vegetables, and I put them in the microwave, you know, thaw them out, and then I mix that all together in a little bit of cream, and that's my soup. What do you think of that?
that could work.
Yeah.
That could.
It's not bad.
Yeah. That makes sense. Soup can be that combination of things. It doesn't have to be grandma's recipe.
I feel so proud of myself.
Yeah.
It's like, I just made homemade soup. Yeah. I just made homemade soup.
Have you ever taken, like, some maybe beef and
no.
That same, no, I put it
oh, the, I tried, you know what?
No,
I tried
no, Johnny,
chicken just, one time. I didn't know. I didn't, I, but it was, you know what? So I boiled a chicken.
Yeah.
Okay, I put a chicken in and I boiled it. And it was full of, like, cartilage and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's cheap chicken.
How do you get rid of that stuff?
Well, you buy better chicken.
Okay.
Yeah. You can take that the chicken, the meat, and then you can put it in a blender.
Okay.
You grind it all up, and then you pour that, and then it becomes
I didn't
like a
know
great
this.
Soup.
I yeah, didn't
that,
know this,
right,
Jim.
Right. Good. Hey, what, good morning. Good morning.
Just make
welcome.
Me look even stupider, Jim.
Yes, I know. We'll segue into something more.
Yeah. All right. Cooking with the mayor.
Walked into a little family spat here.
We're talking about cooking.
Brian.
And then after we have the fire, we can bring you in for
making
restoration.
Making fun of me. How you doing, Ryan?
Good morning.
Every day's a good day. Who's the better cook?
Oh, yes. Right here. He brought us spaghetti. He made spaghetti for us yesterday and everything.
I did.
Yeah.
I like to cook.
Everything I talk about that I do, he has. That's got too much salt. Check the sodium level. Yeah, everything.
Well, trying to eat healthier. Today, I think, was that the Last Supper? Yeah, I think I'm moving to my plant-based diet. So,
today?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to give the world. But anyway, welcome. We're glad
you're 6 weeks in a row.
Yeah, no, this is it. This is it. And John's going to say, yeah, you are losing weight.
No, no, I'm so not going to say that.
That will come.
You
that,
can
that
lose 20 pounds and I won't say that. I'm going to say, you look like you're porking out a little bit there, Jim.
Plant-based diet's a big move.
It is.
That's bold.
How do you stay in such good shape?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I drink. So,
I tried that.
Yeah,
that does not work for me either.
Yeah.
No. Basically, after I got divorced, I literally just started cooking as a hobby.
Okay.
And it was my favorite thing on earth to do. So I got three little kids, and literally, like, we really based our lives on eating healthy and having a good time. So.
Wow.
Really?
By the way, this is Ryan Lambert from Midwest Restoration. Right. We talk about coats for kids. Do you do all your own cooking?
Oh, absolutely. Everything's made from scratch. Yeah, it's like. They love it.
Like what?
So literally our favorite meal is like just tenderloin, twice baked potatoes, some beans, and some French bread. Yeah, they love it. It's easy.
That's awesome,
Ryan. Oh, is he ever putting you to shame?
He is, Ryan. That's,
you know,
that's
you can
a
do
good
your
meal.
Spaghetti.
I can do that. But
you can
bring
in tenderloin and French bread. And
no, I'll tell you what, guys. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? Like, remember that?
Yeah,
pork, remember that pork chop scene?
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, the lamb chop scene where he made her like that beautiful dinner? Like, ever since then, as a single guy, I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. Like, every time I have a date, like, I'm going to do that fancy lamb chop.
That crown roast?
Well, yeah.
That's cool. Yes.
Well, didn't you say, though, you had a lobster tail?
Yes, I did.
Last week?
Yeah,
but
I
you
did.
Had to leave on a
fire call. Yeah, last Saturday night, we got called out, had my date coming over, and call came in. I'm like, okay, well, lobster tails go in the refrigerator, and you go to the fire.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a chance to help out a family out there. They're two little 9-year-old twins. I had their birthday party. Unfortunately, they went to Walmart to get a couple more gifts, and their whole house went ablaze
from accident.
Basically, I think it was candles in the kitchen.
Yeah.
What? And that makes me nervous. I told this story to Jim. Candles make me nervous. I was interviewing an old World War II vet one time, and I'm like, I forget what his name is, just Bob or whatever. And I'm like, do you smell smoke? He said, no, I don't have anything. Well, he said, my wife's doing some cooking, maybe. And I said, I'm gonna run to the restroom first. And she was like sleeping in a chair, and the whole kitchen walls were black. The candle had melted all the way down, and now it was starting to burn the stuff. There weren't flames, but something was smoldering that you just expected it to all of a sudden just flare up. I've been nervous about that ever since, and that's what I was going to ask you, because you deal with, how many fires do you think you've dealt with in your day?
Oh, probably about 150 now, and literally 150 life-changing events for families.
And how many of them, what's the majority of how they're caused?
God, there's a number of reasons, guys. I had literally a son go through a window directly onto a workbench that actually lit it ablaze. Like, it can be that
like a magnifying glass.
Yes, it can be that ironic.
But most of them, though, are in the kitchen, though, aren't they? I mean, that's what
I'll tell you what, lithium ion batteries.
Oh, yeah.
That is the hottest topic right now for all the fire departments.
What is it? Right.
Lithium ion batteries, the Dyson batteries, the Milwaukee batteries,
they don't allow on airplanes anymore.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
When you the batteries
lithium is a
all
type
power
of battery.
Tools. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So the ones you charge up, you mean?
They leave them plugged in. They get too hot. They burn up. They cause fires all the time.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
Because
yeah.
In my
topic.
Garage, I keep those plugged in all the time.
Got to get them out. Yep.
Unbelievable.
All your vacuums and stuff that get plugged in the wall that sit there. It looks like they're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Unplug those little babies, because seriously, I've been on 6 calls. Just from those.
I thought you were supposed to keep that plugged in all the time.
No. So Ryan Lambert.
Midwest Restoration. This is important stuff.
And we talked about Midwest Restoration. You and your partner were on last, partner to the business partner. Your business partner were on last week. And Midwest Restoration, you're there when they need you the most, right? You after the fire, after the flood, after... Something could even be worse than
that. You have to do sewer backups?
Yep.
One time, my own house, that's the worst job in America.
It's terrible.
Right, but you do that. Yes. I mean, and you do that, and not only do you do a great job of cleaning it up and getting it back to where it was before the incident happened, but what I want to talk a little bit more about is what you do during that process for the family that is, like, devastated.
Devastated.
No, again, Saturday night, we were out there at 8:30, and... Four little kids, two parents. Dad is completely distressed, right? Because the man wants to take care of his family. So he's losing his mind because his home is gone. We walk up, we kind of gather that family. We let them know that they need to get their house boarded up so no one can loot it, right? So we loot, we board up the house for them.
Does that really happen?
Yeah, it happens.
How can people be such scumbags? Exactly. Oh, how is that humanly possible?
Guys, it's America. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of great, there's a bunch of bad too. And it just, shit happens.
Stuff happens.
Whoops, stuff happens.
But it does. So, you know, I will say that,
been
John.
It's been a good career.
Well, good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
That's my fault.
I want to pick up what you said. 99% of the people are great, but that 1% can really, they get a lot of attention. But looting does happen, even in a tragedy, which is like, you can't, how low can you go?
That's what I mean. How do you look in a mirror and say, this is what my parents raised? This is what mom raised?
Yeah, it's bad stuff, guys. So the kids were all there. They're all in tears, right? Their dog is covered in soot. We go in and basically all the kids' little stuffed animals that they need to sleep because we know they're going to be somewhere else. We grabbed them. We got those back to them by 10 a.m. the next morning. And then basically...
So you work all night?
Yeah, we had our crew come in to clean emergency clothing and stuffed animals that night. And again, our content division is amazing. So basically, we got the people already in a house on Wednesday. So they have a fully furnished house they're back into now. Because this duration is going to be, it's going to be 8 to 10 months before they get back in their home. It just happens. They have some charring on their trusses and things like that. So we took a real, real bad situation and we got them into a spot where, hey, this is manageable. This is going to be life again. And hopefully we've shown them a light at the end of the tunnel.
What else causes fires? Because I'm not even kidding. I'm going to make sure all my chargers are unplugged. I had no idea that was an issue.
Well, those candles is, like what Aaron was talking about, that's very serious. Now, Johnny probably puts them around the bathtub, but if they're in the house, you got to be very
just
careful.
Just pay no attention to them. Just those little quips, just let them go right in. I don't even acknowledge them anymore.
And then your dog can knock over a candle, too, if you leave the house. I mean, that candles are very, very dangerous. That's why if you'd ever come over to my house, John, I have a lot of candles, but they're the...
Battery ones?
Wax warmers.
Those candles... They
look real.
They do. Boy, I tell you what, and I know they're not made here in America, but boy, are those candles. I get this. This is a good story. So I have them on sconce to my... the wall sconce. I got them next to a picture. I had a party last...
Of Milton?
No, the picture. It's close. It's a picture of Mother Mary, but it's close. Oh. It's not Milton.
All right. Way to make me feel stupid again, Jim.
Anyway, I had candles up there, and the... one of the guys who came over was a firefighter. He goes, "Oh yeah, I'm here. That's a little close to the wall." Right. And they were the fake candles.
Oh.
They're that good. Yeah, he even said that. So that was cool.
Yeah,
but there's ways you can do that. Now they don't have the scent that some candles have. But anyway.
What else? This is fascinating. Here's the thing. I got to tell you something. My brother had a fire, grass fire, at his camp in the UP, and they came and he's like, "How in the world? What happened? Did somebody come here and do it?" And they found where there had been a broken window that somebody had thrown. Just threw it in the ditch type of thing. And they figured that glass, magnifying glass with the dry grass caused the fire.
That's the weirdest ones. But the oven, guys, the oven is always clean your oven. It's literally the oven fires. There's 2 to 3 a day, right? And that potential, if you throw your oven on clean when you leave the house, that's bad news, Bears. Don't do that. Keep your oven clean. Keep it safe.
But wait a minute. Why not?
Because literally it overheats and things that are in it actually light on fire.
And it's grease, right?
A lot of different variables happen. That is one. It happens 3 to 4 times a day, these oven fires. We see them
every single day.
Chimneys all the time. Get them cleaned. It's that season right now. In the restoration world, we actually call this now fire season. And here's why. Furnaces get turned on. Change your filters. Look at your furnace. Get an HVAC specialist out there to service it. Do it once a year because, truthfully, the ramifications of it not working right changes your life forever. So get your HVAC checked.
I just want to ask you one more. What about dryer vents?
Yep. Yeah, you're spot on. When that lint in there builds up, literally it gets too hot and boom. I've been on probably 7 different dryer vent fires. So
I just have to tell you guys, we are getting texts in right now.
Yeah.
People are saying, I'm walking around the house, I'm plugging things right now. John, I agree. The rechargeable batteries are a huge issue.
So, yeah, they really are, guys. It's one of the most hottest topics. If you talk to any firemen out there, it's almost disheartening because everything looks like it's supposed to be plugged in. It literally gives us the illusion of, hey, get this in the wall. It has a beautiful little docking station, and it's supposed to be really pretty right here. Unfortunately, when that pretty little thing turns black and it gets through your wall and it lights everything up and puts your family in danger, it's not pretty anymore.
Yeah. So, and it's so sad that a lot of these fires happen November, December, which is like holiday time. Now, I want to get back to the preventive maintenance.
Yep.
And I don't really know that, but I will be honest with you, my wife does, because her dad was Mr. Checklist and do this and that and drain this and do the air filters. We just had Wesley over to check the furnace. They come every year about the same week. You know, it's kind of they come in October. And those are things that will, prevent what could be devastating, like you said.
Ryan Lambert from Midwest Restoration is here to talk about coats for kids, but we're going to have to do that in the next segment.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I got to be honest with you, Ryan. This is fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I just learned something that might save my house.
And if other people got helped by it, I love it. So
great. Anybody have any questions, please text us for Ryan along those lines. We're going to set a quick break. We'll be back with more with Ryan Lambert, Midwest Restoration, right after this.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Circle restricted supplies. Show over details. Offers on 10/31/2023.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout! All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with highs around 56. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again. Tonight, scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 48. Overcast skies tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 52. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 38.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Minor and the Mayor here on WGBW, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM in Oshkosh. On WISS, 38 degrees in Green Bay, 42 in Hamilton, 45 in Oshkosh. This segment brought to you by Team Pella. I'll tell you what, they've got some exciting things happening right now. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass. Stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze. This Pella play proves to be the game winner. Make monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and get a free quote at PellaWI.com. Whether you're looking to replace old or damaged windows and doors or just want to revamp the look of your home. Pella offers a wide range of styles and materials to match your home's unique design. Don't miss out. For a limited time, monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio doors at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get your free quote today at PellaWisconsin.com. 6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 10/31. 2023. We're with Ryan Lambert from Midwest Restoration. We're here to talk about their great project, Coats for Kids, but he's bringing up so many other things that are so fascinating. We're getting people texting, asking some questions, and things like that. And what's the main thrust there, Todd?
Well, somebody also mentioned phone chargers.
Yep,
you leave them in the, you leave them in the wall when you're not using them. You've guys got one in your studio right now that's plugged in that you're not using, and they said, make sure and take those out.
A lot of people like them on their sofas, right? Because you're sitting at night and you like your phone to be charging by you. Unfortunately, when you unplug that phone and that cord gets in between the seats and everything else, it causes a little hot spot. Fabric is very flammable, obviously, so they light up a lot of couches.
Okay, I got one outlet at my house where when I have the, when I take the phone charger out, it's hot. What does that mean?
I'm not an electrician, but I'll tell you what, it doesn't sound good.
If my man Sparky's listening, I got my man Sparky out there. He's a great electrician. Sparky, is that a bad thing if my phone charger is hot when I pull it out?
Yeah, I don't think you need to call Sparky for that one. The common sense test, right? Okay. If it's hot, it's probably going to get hotter.
Yeah, maybe just unplug it for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
what do we know? But Todd
let somebody talk besides you because you're not an expert on this.
I'm not, but I just want to talk more about what Ryan does.
Wait a minute, I just want him to talk about one other thing we talked about during break first.
All right.
Bikes.
Those electric bikes.
Oh, yeah.
Electric bikes and the electric scooters, those three fires in the last month with those batteries alone. You plug them in the garage, and no one sees the garage at 24/7, you know? So when things light up, by the time you see it, it's bad news. Unplug your garage. Like, get your items off. Get the batteries unplugged. Get the bikes unplugged at night. And make a point to do it. I don't know. Send an alarm.
So what Ryan does is he's with Midwest Restoration, and these are the people that you need to call if there's a tragedy, and especially a fire, a flood, something that sewage backup in your house. And what he's doing is this is kind of interesting because if we would all listen to him, he'd be out of business. He is educating our listeners and they do a great job, Midwest, of educating the public on how to prevent these things from happening. And we talked earlier about preventive maintenance, you know, with your air filters, your dryer, whatever. Filters. I don't really use
dryer vents.
Dryer vents.
Because those things are so flammable, it's incredible.
Your bathroom fans, guys. There's a lot of lint that collects in your bath fans. You got to take that cover down and clean it. Because when that lint gets in the motor, it actually can start a fire in your bathroom fan. No one ever knows that, but I've been on 10 different bathroom fan.
This is unbelievable.
So it is. This is unreal stuff.
You really got to check it out.
You guys are the good guys. I mean, you're educating us. But if something does happen, I mean, Midwest, your restoration is the one to call. I want to talk about other things you do for the community. And let's talk about your Coats for Kids campaign.
No, real quick, Coats for Kids. You go to our website. We're at like 62 to 100 boxes out there right now. My goal is to raise 1,000 to 1,500 coats myself. And our company's kind of all taking part in it, too. So we all have a little bit of a goal. My ex-wife was a school teacher, and I actually was, when I visited her at school in the winter, I would literally see the devastation of even the Green Bay school system right here in our backyard, guys. Kids are cold. Kids don't have the coats. Kids don't have the necessities they need out there. So do your part. Get out there. Grab an old jacket that's in your basement. It's in your closet that the kids don't wear anymore, and get it in a box. Get it to someone who needs it.
And you know what? Even go to the Dollar Tree and buy a couple pairs of gloves for $1.50 or a ski cap or an ear thing. Because that used to drive me crazy when I'd be working early mornings and I'd leave or grab a cup of coffee someplace. And you see these kids walking to school.
No gloves.
Freezing cold. No gloves. Right. No hats. Right. It just breaks my heart.
And, terrible.
And the hat thing, right? Yeah. And didn't your mom always say 70% of the heat comes out of your... You really need a hat. I mean, you need a hat to keep you healthy. I want to get your website so people know where the drop boxes are. I know you have one right here.
Yeah, it's literally just mwrestoration.com or mwrestrestoration.com.
Okay.
And we got a drop box right here.
Can we put one right in our lobby here?
You can. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I got like 10 in the back of the truck. Okay. I'm still placing them. It goes on till the 26th of October. But I mean, you know what? If it's extended a little bit, we get a few extra coats. I'm fine with that too. So
we're winding down time-wise around. I just want to talk about one thing. You were talking about that family.
Yep.
Finish that story about that family, what you guys did for them and the impact that made for them.
No, basically, we have partners that donate, you know, $150 gift cards. So they can actually get out that same night, have a dinner or the following night. And again, we got them housing. We're already in there. We're holding their hand through this process because nobody goes through a fire every day. We see it every day. But when you go through it, it's literally, there's a million questions. Your whole life is in dismay. You don't even know where you're going to go. Their dog is covered in soot. We got that to a groomer, got their dog all fixed up. All the different intangibles that happen, guys, it's absolutely insane. Not to mention the emotions with the children and the family. That night, it's hard. You got to have a huge heart to go do this job. It's not just about another job. It's about heart, and it's about the community. So do the right thing.
You guys, when you guys put out a want ad for hiring, don't show up if you don't. If you're just looking for another job to punch a time card, don't bother applying, right?
Yeah, no. The people at our company, it's family. Everyone that works at Midwest Restoration, I would put in my mother's house for any job. So
it's funny. We were talking earlier, Ryan, about how businesses are sustainable and longevity, and it's that part of it. It's the human part.
Correct.
That people can relate to and tell their kids and tell their friends. And you guys do it right. I mean, you do a great job on the technical side, but you do just a great job on the emotional side. Ryan Lambert.
And nobody would know this side. And what you guys are bringing to the table, I mean, you might have just saved somebody's house from going up in flames with these tips that you just gave. I think those are fascinating.
Well,
I didn't know it is
Fire Prevention Week, so I hope I did. You know what? I didn't know a lot of those things either, guys, till I started. So the more we share, the more we know.
Awesome. You guys are great.
Good guy, Ryan.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, you could get us some of those cool jackets that you guys wear.
Yeah, you guys have.
How come your stuff is so cool?
And I got some swag.
You guys have good swag.
Yeah,
of course. They're making more than we are.
Hey, between him. Hey, no disrespect. What? But between him and Coin, I think they wear their stuff a little better than you and I.
Maybe. You might have.
Todd, what do you think?
No comment.
They can wear theirs tight. We can't.
They're a little better shape.
You guys have voices of gold, though. So honestly,
I'll trade you.
So will I.
In a heartbeat.
Your body's going to outlast our voice. I'll tell
absolutely.
You that.
This is great stuff. We're so thrilled to have you guys as a part of our team. You know, when you talk about a family type thing,
you're
not an advertiser, you're not a sponsor, you're part of the Mino and the Mayor
Show.
You
guys have been an icon for me since I've been a little guy, and I'm so excited to be a sponsor of this show. I'm going to be so excited to work with you guys. So
that's going
to
be fun.
Awesome. You're the man, and we got a big veterans project we're going to talk to you about coming up, too.
You betcha.
Awesome. Ryan Lambert, Midwest Restoration. What a great bunch of people. Got the Coats for Kids campaign going. We're going to have a box right here, and we will talk a lot more about that all
Midwest
month long.
Restoration.com.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. I'm going to unplug stuff today. I'm not even kidding about that. Back after this.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.